الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى صدق الله العظيم The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said regarding the month of Ramadan, the month of patience. If you look at it very carefully, we say the month of patience, what's the meaning of that? That if you want maximum benefits and rewards in this great month, the sacred month, the most important quality one has to have at all times is patience. If you do not have patience in the great month, then you have lost everything. This is a month that is for every other night, every day, the reward is something else. But the month of Ramadan is the month of Allah. Everything that Allah has said is just for me, fa'inna me. He has done this reward is actually for me, I will be satisfied with this reward. There is no limitation to this reward in this month of Ramadan. It's how you behave, how you conduct your life, the way you behave, the way you with people, interaction with everyone, at home and outside. Because this month is something that Allah says, I will reward you. It's not you going to get the reward that the others say, you will receive that reward. This is I will decide. Now it's obvious this month where Allah Ta'ala decides that we have to show Him that we must have the maximum. If you cannot get maximum, then when are you going to get maximum? So say, I want to give you reward, I want to reward you. But remember, the word is patience. But unless you know you don't have patience in this, first of all, patience in Kapu Salah. Because other things, no such thing as night Taraweeh. In that also, you must have so much of patience. You must not think, now, hey, let me run away from this place. You must think, let me carry on, but be happy, you have the patience that Allah Ta'ala will give that they have patience in Taraweeh also. Whether the person is fast or slow, that is by the way. But you have patience in Salah when you meet in Salah. Like that, when you meet in Salah itself, you have to. You find people when the Namaz finishes, they just run away to the Masjid. Patience. Read the Sunnah, everything. And when you make Sunnah, you must not run away to something else. You've got some work to do, you've got some appointments, you're traveling. Something else, but you've got nothing else to do, but there's so much of patience you will have. When you make Salah also, you have patience. So much of patience you will have. You're going to ruku, sajda, patience. Because he said, Allah said, in that nafil namaz to na, my reward is beyond. Leave first namaz, what is beyond, beyond, beyond. I'll give so much reward for this, for this nafil and sunnah, which you will always relax before Ramadan. I want you to, bring that quality in you, that you bring that discipline in your life, that you make sunnah also, you bring the quality of sunnah in your life is importance. The nafil is importance too. Everything becomes important. Yes, in circumstances you don't read those things when you are busy. You're traveling, understood everything, but when you are free, how much you must take reward, you take an excellent reward. Where do you have that greed for us? We have the greed to get a reward. Allah Ta'ala is giving us all this kind of greed in us, being that in you that you want to recite Quran, that also greed. When you nafil namaz, that greed too. Fit tahajjud namaz, that greed. Everything is a greed here now. Power must get the maximum reward from Allah Ta'ala. But sabr is the most important thing, sabr. That many people are reading namaz, reading Quran, reading properly and all, that sabr is something else. The most important sabr is the coming interaction with people. How you behave with them. And that is the most important thing. Well, you see, it's obvious this much that two things that is very dangerous and we have to take care of the month of Ramadan. One is a tongue and one is anger. Anger. First of all, you're hungry all day, no food. It's a new discipline now. Then another thing, this part that you've got habit of smoking also. And without the smoke, you can't do anything, then your head being smoking then. If you can't smoke, the head is smoking then. Then how important it is that at that occasion, how to control yourself, discipline yourself. This month of Ramadan, if Allah Ta'ala only wanted us to keep up with eating and drinking, you can maybe enjoy that, you said the whole year must keep past. But it's given them only 30 days in this 30 days to discipline your whole life. If you cannot discipline in this month of Ramadan, no matter how many fasts you keep, but remember one thing, many people keep fasts, but the fast is not benefit at all. Allah wa shim fadha. Wallah wa jinnas. The star has to be controlled, and the most important thing is to control is that every time you must remember that one thing, that a person who backbites, what is he doing? He's actually giving his good deeds away to the enemy of his. And which person is that person who fail to give his good deeds to an enemy? And everyone is doing it. Everyone, no matter he passed you through. So that's why they say you have to seclude yourself from the Ramadan. Meet people when it's very important and they don't meet them at all. That's why they say that the gift, the best ibadah of the month of Ramadan is inside the Quran. The more you say the Quran, say, who are you talking? You're talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala says, there's nothing, no ibadah to do, it's greater than the second Quran. The more you say the Quran, every free time in the month of Ramadan, I always tell my friends, open the Quran for 5 minutes too. You came to the masjid, open up, that 5 minutes is very valuable in the eyes of Allah. That my bandha has now opened to talk to me, because when you recite the Quran, you say, talking to Allah Ta'ala. No. But because you do not know that you have that condition in you that I'm talking about, Latara, that you don't show importance of the second Quran. Otherwise, every second when you have a free time, you open the Quran. Because there's no ibadah, but the special attention Latara gives the time of person to say Quran is something beyond. Because you must know you're talking about Allah. And Allah gets very happy. So to control one's tongue is very important, that keep away from people. Meet when it's necessary only. And that's how you try to keep yourself to all kinds of sins. So backbiting is the biggest sin today. It has caused so much harm to your own actions, you're watching your own actions away. You know, anger is something that Allah Ta'ala says. If that person who has got the strength to get angry, and do not get anger on that day of Qiyamah, I'm giving my pleasure. I'm giving my pleasure. A person who has a strength to get angry on someone, whether it's your wife, because everyone gets angry with the wife. Ramadan tells you it's war at home. Because the man is waiting for his seri or his iftar. And waiting for the iftar, the food not yet on time. And the iftar, when you go from the mosque and go to the house and she still visits the musallah, Allah tells her. It's the end of the world. Yet you must think to yourself that she's talking to Allah, let me give her an opportunity. She won't take that long. It won't be awabin, 1-2 hours long. But at least you take 5 minutes extra, she'll take two or something, but your stomach is waking by what happened. You forget everything, the whole day you heard the bayan of anger, you heard everything that anger, that's all forgotten too. And in 1 second you break the whole poor woman. You shattered thereafter, no happiness at all. No happiness. What have you learned? What have you learned? Where the sabr that you're supposed to have, sabr? You know, I know one person telling me, you know, I mean, I go home, and I tell my wife, bring this to you. What are you giving this? What happened in Gaza? So I say, no, you must tell her nicely. You say, Allah will give them, but Allah gave us, you must eat nicely. If I'm not going to eat, what will happen? Now, Yusuf alayhi salam was something else? Yusuf alayhi salam was something else? The famine took place in this place, he had enough here. People come to him because the governor. You can ask him and get him all. But they saw that he was getting weak. Oh Yusuf, why are you getting weak? He said, I want the famine, I want the thing that people got no food. How can I eat food and have food? So he was a Nabi of that. Yes, you can cut down your specials, you know. Eat everything and cut down the strength of the Allah, they haven't got food. We don't say we don't eat food. Cut down a little bit.
Ibn Thani rahmatullah alayh, when he was born to him, he heard of some talent to play, in a certain area in India. The moment he heard the thing there, he could eat food. Because Muslim is a hand, is a tree, Islam, every Muslim. One tree, if you get hurt, the whole tree gets hurt. So we are one whole tree, if we are going to get hurt, we almost get hurt too. But it's now that the doctrine will not eat food, we have to eat to live. If you not eat food, what will happen to you? But it's obvious that the time when eating, you must make dua for them. Ya Allah, I'm eating this food, Ya Allah, give them food also. You must make that kind of dua. So we are in a position of this kind that the tongue, the anger. So Allah Ta'ala says that person who gets angry, who has the strength of getting angry, and he does not get angry, holds back his anger, controls his anger, on the day of Qiyamah, I will not get angry. And even when the Injil is written in Injil, that a person gets angry, at the time he gets angry, the thing to himself is money. Allah does it. If Allah gets angry with me, what would be my position? At that time. When you get angry with someone, you think that if Allah gets angry with me, what would be my position? You do not want Allah to get angry with you, then why must you get angry too? So how important it is that you're fasting. For fasting, why? You are very lucky. You got everything here. You got air conditioning, you got everything here. What we short of? The only short of that we have got good qualities in us. Quality what is supposed to have. The quality of becoming great to become the quality of Nabi Karim something like patience. Patience is very important. You find namaz, you will find the person you know in Tarawih, let you finish quickly. Why, what's the meaning of finishing quickly? You have to show him that you're running to the masjid? You don't know in the best place, you know, in the Alpha, Nabi Karim, from Alpha, Sahabat, Alpha, which is the best place? He said, I don't know an Alpha, the Farista, Jibril al-Islam. I don't know too. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah said, the best place is the masjid and the worst place is the bazaar. Yet you find today at night that the Tarawih is carrying on, the boys and everyone, I don't know what they're doing. They're out of the masjid, they're going to this mall and that mall, what restaurant they're going to. The whole night is spent there. Right in Sari they're spending. What are they doing there? Is that how you spend Ramadan? And Allah Ta'ala says, I'm giving my special, you know, every night Allah Ta'ala, the Farishtas are talking, they say, Oh my Islam, oh my brother, do not do anything wrong. The doors of Jahannam is closed. The door of Jannah is open. Take maximum benefit of it. Our women are going out also. What is happening in the month of Ramadan? If that's how we respect Ramadan. Remember one thing, Allah Ta'ala does not know one person being Allah. If the whole world goes against Allah, it does not shift. Allah is one place. Allah is filled with Allah. But remember one thing, if we turn away from Allah Ta'ala, وَإِن تَتَلُوا يَسْتَغْلِكُمْ مَنْ غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ Allah says, if you are not going to follow me, I'll create another creation. We will not do what you are doing. In complete difference. So this is what important it is, but the Ramadan is a month of patience. You're going outside now when you see a person serving you, being vulgar with you, what would you do at that time? You get angry with him too. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi, one drunkard came in front of him and he was going to punish him. Punish him the moment he wanted to punish him, he was vulgar to him, so vulgar, very. He left him. Someone told him, he's so vulgar with you. And you left him. He said, why? The first time I was getting angry for the sake of Allah. But the moment it became vulgar to me now, it's from a personal love. You know, this nafs of the personal, why he spoke to me like that? I'm not talking that Muslim brother because why he's speaking to me like that? Why he spoke to this kind of thing? This is what we say today. We behave like this, that person is vulgar with us. We do not talk to him, we break family ties because of that. Why? It's because your nafs, your ego is not perceived Allah. If you say Allah Ta'ala, then you will make sure that you being fairly touched. So today Muslim, I'm not talking as a Muslim nearly because of this. But why he did this to me? Why he did that to me? The wife to wife, why did it to me? I'm not going to talk to you for months now. You did this to me, you did that to me. So in other words, everything that you are doing, وَمَّا مَنْ خَوْتَ مَقَامَ رَبِّي وَلَهَنَّ قَالِ الْهَوَىٰ عَلَىٰ قَسِيمِ الْقُرْآنِ That you must go against your nothing matter of this kind. Who's going against his nafs? I will show him a point. I will show this person a point. Whose point are you showing him? There's no point in showing him. You've got to more harm to yourself. So Umar Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi said to the person, that this person got angry because of drunk, and I'm a leader, I mean mu'mineen. But the moment he became vulgar to me, the moment he became vulgar, what happened to him? Straight away he left him and forgave him. There was one very great saint, Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi. Some couple barrels of wine came for the king. And he got angry and he started breaking the barrels one by one, one by one. But while he's breaking the barrels, when the king, the tenth one, he stopped. The king called him up and said, come here, I'll ask you something. You had no right to break all the barrels. He said, I broke all the barrels. He said, King, why did you let the last one? He said, while I was breaking, the last one came. Hey, you know, you're doing a very big thing. You're breaking a king's thing. Straight away, he stuck it. It became in my heart. Am I doing for Allah or for your nafs? The last one was not for nafs. It was for nafs. I will not do it. In the beginning, I got angry with Allah Ta'ala. But the end, you are doing a very big thing now. The moment you are doing a very big thing came to me, that means I am someone. And straightly, on that the king made over and made istighfar. Forgive us. Do not become your slave of your nafs. Your nafs is telling you do not talk, do this. Your nafs is telling you commit this sin. Your nafs is telling you this. Everything is your nafs. Do not say don't eat namaz. Do not say go fight with this person, not with that. For another Muslim, you know, it was that you know someone here, he had one slave for Qadi. And that what happened, that person, he had one horse, beautiful horse, his favorite horse. Now the servant knew this is a favorite horse, he broke, he cut two legs of this. Next morning, the Muslim wake up, say, who cut this leg of this? He called his servant, you cut the leg there. He said, yes. Now you can take the horse, because you wanted me to get angry. But now I'm not going to get angry, but the one who will try to make angry, Shaitan. Now you and Shaitan can get happy, but I'm not going to get angry. So why is this? What is anger? That's why they say the best remedy for anger is the time you get angry with someone. Think for a moment, oh Allah, there's so much of wrongs. You do not get angry with me. If I forgive you, you forgive me tomorrow. So anger is a thing that has broke everyone down. Anger. Muhammad Qura Masyura Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he's always been emphasizing this, do not get angry. Do not get many people in Tahajjud Namaz, many people in Zikr, many people, but they are vulgar, the language and tongue. They are vulgar, very vulgar. Allah was most vulgar. Last night in my talk, I was giving my mother, I was saying that one of the worst person, that person, Allah hates that person. That person who blames a slander on a wife who is pure. Today I hear that I see many people who take a slander on their wives. They call her all kind of worst things and blame the parents and that when they were getting married, even very nice to the parents, settled like a mouse there too. Because they want the girl. But the moment he got married, he forgot everything now. Now he's like he's a lion now. And he begins to accuse the mother and father. What a bad thing. What a bad. And accuse the wife when she's pure. I know I received a phone call. My husband is telling me I'm like this and I'm like that. I cannot use the words. You know what I'm talking about. I am surprised that a husband can talk like that. So if you know, so anger is a thing that causes all the gusa passed out. If you can only control your anger and always be in that condition, keep yourself, then inshallah the day of the Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, we have that time that we will finish a part of Ramadan, then inshallah you are full control of that. To make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, whatever I said, Allah must get to take a point. It's very important. My dear friend, it's not a small thing. It's not a small thing. No matter how much ibadah you do, if you want barakat in ibadah, noor in you, do not get angry. Allah will take a point.